Proclamation number 7830, dated the February 19th, 1961. Another prediction through God's word. You don't realize as yet what it means to be addressed by me directly, because you human do not believe that your God and Father speaks to you from above. Your spirit is still unenlightened, and therefore you do not deem it possible. Consequently, your concept of God is still very misguided, for you position yourselves completely outside the power which created you and are therefore also unable to feel its love, because you are without love yourselves, and thus the working of the eternal love is incomprehensible to you. But in just a little while you shall have the evidence that your God and Creator truly speaks and has spoken to you, for you shall experience it yourselves that my constant announcements will fulfill themselves, that you will witness a natural disaster of immense proportions as has never happened on earth before. Time and again I proclaim this event to you without being believed, but it is my will that you shall be able to believe when these proclamations of mine prove themselves to be true. For I also want you to believe in the end which will follow shortly afterwards, and prepare yourselves for it. All my predictions are only ever intended to encourage you to seriously tackle your task of improving your soul, so that you will make good use of the short time in order to be able to survive the end unscathed, so that you will not go astray again for an infinitely long time, i.e., so that you will not have to endure the new banishment which will irrevocably threaten you at the end if you have not found your way to me. I only want to save you humans and not let you fall prey to destruction, but I cannot influence you against your will. I therefore speak to you through my messengers and draw your attention to the near end. I admonish you to consider your earthly purpose. Time and again I proclaim my divine teaching of love to you, and you would all be able to have faith if only you had the sincere will to achieve the purpose of your earthly life. Yet you go along without any serious thought, because you do not believe in the soul's continuation of life. But I cannot do any more than impart the truth to you myself about your existence and your purpose. I cannot do any more than speak to you directly through my messengers and so clearly explain everything to you that you would really be able to believe. Yet you don't want to, and you cannot be compelled to give credence to my words from above. Nevertheless, you ought to pay attention to all world events, to the state of affairs between people and the obvious low spiritual level. You also ought to be critical of yourselves and in regards to your way of life, and you should reflect on the meaning and purpose of earthly life. Then you would recognize people's state of mind by yourselves and consider it plausible that this situation cannot remain as it is, that a change will have to happen, and then attention will be paid to my word from above. However, it requires goodwill for you to arrive at faith. For I will help everyone who wants to ascend from the abyss, who directs his thoughts to me by trying to recognize what is right and despising what is wrong. Truly, no better information can be given to you humans than through my word. You can really find no better explanation than that which I give it to you myself by addressing you directly. And you can believe that I am motivated by the great spiritual adversity to help you humans on earth in any way, that I convey the truth to you, which you don't know because my adversary does and has done everything in order to increase the darkness above you, so that you cannot understand anything properly anymore, so that you don't even recognize the voice of your God and Father who wants to help and enlighten you before the arrival of the end. Listen to me when you hear my voice through my messengers. Don't reject what they bring to you, because those of you who do not believe are in utmost danger, and you can still be saved and find faith because the pure truth is presented to you. And I want to give you the evidence of the truth, because very soon what has been proclaimed for a long time already will be fulfilled, that the earth will be struck by a powerful natural event such as has never happened before. And shortly afterwards will follow the end, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.